Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group.
How are you guys doing on securing some product for the new refinery? I know that you're probably not at 100% full yet since you guys haven't broken a shovel, but at the same time, I'm sure you guys are signing a few contracts here and there for getting some product in there. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an easy thing for companies in our business to forget about, is that once you get the plant built, you know, that part of the thing is literally cast in stone, and that it's concrete and steel. And the ongoing viability of the company is based on the marketing, you know, crude purchases and product marketing. So we've been out there consistently running around in North Dakota securing crude contracts. We're covered on the offtake. I think we have contracts covering about 67% of our product production from phase one, and in negotiation for the rest of phase one and a good portion of the additional phase two product that's coming out. You know, we'll probably finish that up by, let's say, end of May, plenty of time before we start construction. The crude side has been very interesting because, you know, the DAPL pipeline looks like it's going forward. So a lot of guys are going to be able to jump on that and get out to markets for the crude, and are not so worried about finding a home with a refinery that's local. But there are a lot of guys who can't get on that pipeline. And, you know, we provide a home for that. You know, it's very similar to what happened with the grain industry in the Dakotas and other parts of the Midwest, where it was a commodity-based business and people were always looking for markets that were dependable. And then along comes the fuel alcohol industry, where you can do value-added processing there right where the grain is grown. And we provide the same service to local crude producers that a lot of the alcohol producers provide for local grain. And, you know, again, it's part of growing the economy in North Dakota that we're proud to be a part of.
And this is still going to be a full-on refinery. It's not just diesel, or it's not just one product. You guys are offering, you know, several different types of finished products. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even the initial phase produces gasoline blending stock, diesel, some kerosene for jet fuel, and our atmospheric tank bottoms, it turns out, are qualified to be low sulfur fuel oil, so we have a home for that too. Phase two is a much more complete set of refined products, including propane and so forth, and you know, we also have more flexibility, so depending on seasonality, we can change the product output in phase two quite a bit.
Looking at the calendar here, you know, I was thinking about your guys' water event, your water permit allocation event that you had, and quite a few people showed up. I understand around 70, 75, 80 people, including the mayor of Belfield, showed up for that. And looking at the Bakken Barbecue coming here in June, and we got the Williston Basin Conference coming up, it looks like first part of May here. How about you guys? Are you guys doing any sort of events coming up in the near future, or are you going to be attending anything? I guess talk to me a little bit about what you guys got going community-wise over the next, you know, 6 months.
Well, you know, we've been aware of the fact that we need to kind of ramp up our local engagement as we get further along in the permitting. You know, we have I think in a couple weeks from now, Adam Williams, who's our corporate communications director, have set up a couple of opportunities for people to come and ask us questions about the project. I think that's being set up to take place at the old theater in Belfield. Then as we get closer to a hearing on the air quality permit, we'll go ahead and have additional opportunities to answer questions and so forth leading up to that event. And I think that's going to be, early April, so towards the end of May, I think we're expecting that to take place. You know, between now and the end of June, we're going to be ramping up our presence, if for no other reason than a lot of our people are starting to move up to the Belfield area for the beginning of construction.
Well, make sure, keep us posted, and we'll keep an eye out, too, to get the information out there to let people know about what I consider one of the more exciting things happening in the Bakken. And I honestly, since $100 oil, because this is something that's going to be around. You know, you talk about 20 years of harvest in the Bakken, like they've talked about, you know, as far as even if oil prices stay around where they're at, they're still going to be drilling for 20 years. And to have a refinery out there adding thousands of jobs to the community is such a not only a symbolic gesture, but it is a economic influencer that Western North Dakota has not seen in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, in my opinion. This is up there with one of the major employers in the state, especially when you have the economic ripple effect. Just kind of some final thoughts from you about just whatever direction you want to go on the refinery and where it's going in the future there in North Dakota.
Well, just a couple of thoughts. And I, you know, as a company, it's important to remember the first principles. And this company was founded by a family partnership, the Davis Family Partnership, a collection of a couple hundred cousins who all came from North Dakota. You know, part of three generations that it's a typical issue in the Dakotas where people go to school and graduate, and then they end up, you know, part of every family leaves the state to find opportunity. And the whole idea here was, in addition to that partnership going back and reacquiring some agricultural interests from generations before, to create an opportunity for people to find jobs and stay in this area. And, you know, 200 permanent jobs at the refinery, that spells out to 2,400 permanent jobs in the community. It's an objective that I'm pretty sure that we're going to be able to accomplish here this year. You know, that said, you know, the refinery depends on a very healthy oil industry in North Dakota. And I think the last 2 years have shown that the Bakken oil production is quite frankly indestructible. As times got tough, the Bakken producers, some of them had some very difficult financial issues to resolve, but they kept producing and they've gotten stronger and more efficient. And I don't think we're going to see a situation over the next 20 years where the Bakken production is threatened. We've seen estimates from the Department of Energy showing that they predict that the Bakken could go up to 2 million barrels per day. And I think that's fantastic. And I think the Bakken is destined to be very productive, very profitable for my lifetime. And the refinery is going to help them there.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Out across the road, pecking gravel in the noonday sun, shaking her tail like the queen of the yard, not minding anyone. But the farmer's wife had set the pot to boil, and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming, the hatchet and a butcher block. She was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now some folks dine at the table, where others land in the pot. Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street. 'Cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.